You heard it first here. Jocelyn Fish, director of marketing and development at the Racine Theater Guild. Doug Incidence is the artistic director. He's the guy. Now, you have a committee that picked these out? Or?
Yes, we have a play reading committee. So they actually, we read over 150 plays and musicals to determine the eight that we're going to do. And so it's people from on stage, off stage, different age ranges, and we all work together to come up with this
season.
And
then you have to see if you can do it. I mean,
right. You have to apply for rights.
But can you physically do this on stage?
We have that discussion a lot of what are the production elements, what are the costumes, et cetera. So yeah, there's a lot of thought that goes into this. It's not just pulled from a hat. There's a lot of discussions and a lot of, talking and figuring out what's best and what will bring people in and what will bring people into the seats, not only, but also audition and help backstage. So
thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Don.
All right. 8 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump's planned dismantling of the Education Department is getting underway with more than 1,300 job cuts, almost half its staff. Brittany Coleman is being let go.
It's very disappointing to know that the work that we do to try to help our students get great educational opportunities was not valued.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns has more.
President Trump has long complained the agency is ineffective and inefficient, saying he'd like his newly confirmed education secretary, Linda McMahon, to shut it down.
I want the states to run schools, and I want Linda to put herself out of a job.
Yesterday, McMahon told Fox News the job cuts were the first step in what's likely to be a dismantling of the department.
The world is reacting to President Trump's 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU is imposing retaliatory tariffs worth $28 billion.
We deeply regret this measure. Tariffs are taxes. They are bad for business and worse for consumers.
Britain is not retaliating because the U.S. tariffs are disappointing. China claims the tariffs violate World Trade Organization rules. Later this hour, we get the latest reading on inflation. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has a preview.
Fear of rising prices is unlikely to show up in today's consumer price index. That's because the February CPI is backward-looking, and we did not see many tariffs in place at that time. That's why the annual inflation rate is expected to remain at 3%, which would match the January reading.
6 days after University of Pittsburgh student Sudiksha Kanaki disappeared in the Dominican Republic, police have named a person of interest. Joshua Reeb has already been questioned. More from CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
The young man who was last seen with her at the beach is considered a person of interest in this case, but they stress that it remains a missing persons case and not a criminal investigation.
Later today, NASA and SpaceX will launch 4 astronauts to the International Space Station to replace Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore, who were supposed to come home back in June. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
Everyone has sort of followed their saga for the last 9 months. Headlines of stranded in space and abandoned in space, which, of course, the astronauts deny that they feel that way. But clearly, they went up for about a week. They stayed for 9.5 months, and that's not what anybody expected.
The capsule that was supposed to bring them home developed multiple helium leaks. Futures are higher this morning. Dow futures up 240. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Mayor Corey Mason vetoed those changes the council voted for last week. The changes would have allowed the council president to appoint committee members and committees to elect their own chairs. The city council will vote on Tuesday to potentially override the veto. Kenosha County investigators are looking into a high-speed crash in Racine that injured 6 people. That's because a Racine County sheriff's deputy was trying to stop the speeding vehicle involved. One of the 5 teens injured remains in critical condition, while the driver, Salvador Coronado, is hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Former Racine Unified Superintendent Jim Shaw has written an op-ed supporting the upcoming school referendum. The district is requesting an additional $190 million over 5 years from taxpayers on the April 1st ballot. You can read Shaw's thoughts at racinecountyi.com. Absentee ballots for that April 1st election were mailed out yesterday in many communities. Requests for those ballots will be accepted until March 27th at myvote.wi.gov. Early in-person voting will begin in most places March 18th. And protesters supporting Ukraine and Palestine rallied in Racine's Monument Square this week. About 150 people took part. A group called the Racine Coalition for Peace and Justice organized the protest. They say they'll be holding future demonstrations at the busy Mount Pleasant intersection at Highway 20 and 31. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead, but Oshkosh native Tyrese Haliburton with a spectacular three-point shot, then draws a foul, gave the Pacers a 115-114 win over Milwaukee. Doc Rivers.
That's on us. I told our staff, you know, we got to have our guys prepared better for that. You can see screaming before the play. We're already off the bodies, so we're in trouble before the play started.
The Bucks have now lost three in a row. College hoops, for the second year in a row, the UW Green Bay women's team winning the Horizon League tournament. They beat Purdue Fort Wayne 77-63. The Phoenix now headed to the NCAA tournament. The Badgers men play tomorrow in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. Greg Gard says his team has put that loss at home to Penn State behind them.
So one nice thing about younger adults, they move on faster than a 50-some-year-old head coach does.
NFL cornerback Eric Stokes leaving the Packers, signing a one-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 50. By Friday, partly cloudy 60 with some rain and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Do you realize the only time in our lives we like to get old is when we're kids? If you're less than 10 years old, you're so excited about aging, you think in fractions. How old are you? 4 and a half. You're never 36 and a half. You're 4 and a half and going on 5. That's the key there. You're going on. You get into your teens. Now they can't hold you back. You jump to the next number. How old are you? I'm going to be 16. And then the greatest day of your life, you become 21. But you see, even the word sounds like a ceremony. You become 21. Yes. But you turn 30. Ooh, what happened there? Makes you sound like bad milk. He turned. We had to throw him out. But it's no fun now. What went wrong? What changed? You become 21, you turn 30, then you're pushing 40. Stay over there. It's all slipping away. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, then you reach 50. Our dreams are gone. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, you reach 50, and you make it to 60. I didn't think I'd make it. And then, folks, then you become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, you reach 50, you make it to 60. By then, you built up so much speed, you hit 70.
Baby, 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 don't leave me. Oh, please don't leave me.
baby, baby, baby. Diana Ross and the Supremes, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Thanks to Jocelyn Fish for coming in, director of marketing and development at the Racine Theater Guild, debuting their 88th season here on WRJN. What a season. I can't wait. Now I'm going to pester them. When are the season tickets coming in the mail? When are the season tickets coming in the mail? When are the season tickets coming in the mail? They'll be there soon. Okay, good. When are the season tickets coming in the mail? Because I'll be calling them. Oh, I can't wait. Hey, great moments in history 39 years ago today, 1986. PopSicle announces their plans to switch from two sticks to a one stick version. Remember the two sticks of PopSicle? Remember you got the two sticks? Used to break them apart or just eat them together. 39 years ago today, they stopped it. Great moments in history. It's 8:12. Local news. Timeless hits. We'll stop the rain on WRJN. Here's CCR.
Long as I remember, the rain's been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men truly hate us, trying to find the sun.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
Surf City, local news, Timeless Hits here at WRJN. So, this woman posted on Reddit about how her boyfriend dumped her because he suspected she was sneaking out to cheat on him. Well, she did. She was sneaking out to cheat on him, but not like a thing. You see, she's a vegan, and she was sneaking out to go to McDonald's. He didn't believe her. Now she's trying to figure a way to prove it. I guess if you had receipts, you can prove it. I mean, how else do you prove that, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Ayer, says, as Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of season 3. He added that the season 3 executive producer cameos were part of the plan since season 1. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Craving something sweet? Linda Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, check out today's special at Lee's Deli, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing Bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
King of the Drifters. Oh, yeah. From the 60s, I Count the Tears. Day 24, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 41. Clear tonight, lows 34. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 46. Right now, we're stuck at 37 degrees with sunshine right here at Radio Park. According to a book called Nurture Shock, you only need two sentences to get your kid to always tell you the truth. When you think they might be lying about doing something, tell them, I won't be upset with you if you did it. And if you tell the truth, I will be really happy. That might work with kids. How about getting somebody on the witness stand? The prosecutor says that to some murderer on the witness stand. Says, you know, I won't be upset with you if you did it. And if you tell me the truth, I'll be really happy. Then the person, all right, I did it. I don't know why, but I did it. You think it'll work on the witness stand? Oh, I'd love to see it. Here come the Foundations at WRJN. Baby. Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Local news, Timeless Hits here at WRJN. All right, here's a Daylight Savings Time reminder. Now, we had Daylight Savings Time on Sunday, but here's the reminder. You're more likely to die today or this week in general. There's always an increase in heart attacks, strokes, and fatal car crashes the first week after we spring forward. Aren't you glad I told you that? Give you a nice, relaxing day today. Where'd they come up with that? It's 8:30 on the nose. Let's see what's going on in local news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a veto for committee changes in the city of Racine. It means a possible veto override vote next week. Racine Mayor Corey Mason has blocked changes that would allow Racine's council president to appoint committee members. The proposed changes would also allow committees to elect their own chairs. The council will decide Tuesday on whether to override the mayor's veto. A former Racine Unified bigwig is on board with the school referendum. Check out the RacineCountyEye.com to read an op-ed from former RUSD Superintendent Jim Shaw. The district is asking taxpayers for an extra $190 million over 5 years on the April 1st ballot. Kenosha County voters are being cautioned about recent absentee ballot request forms from the Center for Voter Information. That's a private group not associated with election authorities. The Kenosha County clerk explains that while the mailings may look official, they're not actual ballots and frequently contain inaccurate voter data. The clerk is urging people to check the status of their registration and absentee ballot requests at that MyVote website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 50. By Friday, partly cloudy 60 with some rain and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
You're supposed to read to your kids, even when they're babies, so I've always done that. I don't know who's writing books for babies, but I want a piece of that financial pie. I put my daughter on my lap with this big cardboard book, The Clock. The Big Clock.
TikTok.
The end. $12. And there's a synopsis on the back that is longer than the actual book, and I'm not exaggerating.
Sit down with your children and you will delight as you read about the adventures of the ticking clock. Sometimes it goes tick and sometimes it goes talk, which just goes to show you you never can be too sure in life, because sometimes things are one way, but they are about to change. Are you talking about this book? You can't possibly be talking about this book. I must have missed the subtext. I don't...
OJ's local news, time to say it's WRJ. And you know where they got that name, the OJ's? Their favorite disc jockey, I think, was in Cleveland. Their favorite DJ was Eddie OJ. And they named it after their favorite disc jockey. You don't find too many groups called the Rosens, do you? I haven't heard one yet. All right. Teachers are begging parents to stop texting their kids while they're at school, especially on these unimportant things like, do you want hamburgers or chicken for dinner tonight? What did you get on your test today? Oh, you didn't have it yet? Do you have any answers you need? I can text you the answers right now. I have your textbook here. Things like that. They shouldn't be texting their students. All right. Chad and Jeremy, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. Here's a summer song.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I.
sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. My window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. Don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
Tim Turner Overdrive, BTO. From Canada, a couple of brothers, Randy, Robbie, and Tim Bachman, and their friend Fred Turner. And, of course, a magazine, Overdrive Magazine, a trucker magazine. Four guys in a magazine taking care of business. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. You know, sometimes turning a movie into a TV show really works, like MASH and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And even bigger than the movie versions, by some accounts. Others like Fargo, Westworld, Friday Night Lights, and Alice built quite a bit of traction on the small screen. Others, well, they didn't fare so well. In fact, you may have forgotten or never heard of some of these, knowing they were TV shows. Ultimate Classic Rock put out a list of 28 of them. Here were just some of them. Fast Times, based on Fast Times at Ridgemont High, lasted 7 episodes. Delta House, based on Animal House, 13 episodes. Uncle Buck, based on the movie of the same name, great movie. The TV show, 1 season. Stir Crazy, based on the movie of the same name, 9 episodes. Serpico, remember that movie with Al Pacino? Based on the movie, lasted 1 season. Working Girl, based on the movie of the same name, lasted 12 episodes, but 4 were never aired. Down and Out in Beverly Hills, based on the movie of the same name, lasted 13 episodes, but only 8 only made it to airing. Gung Ho, based on that, who was in that? Michael Keaton was in that film. Based on that movie, lasted 9 episodes. Dirty Dancing, smash hit movie on TV, 11 episodes, then it was out. And Logan's Run, another hit movie, lasted only 14 episodes. Sometimes it works, like MASH. Sometimes it doesn't work, like Delta House.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan. Andres Gama, Treasurer.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-303-1219. 800-303-1219. 800-303-1219.
Thank you.
is Yost, Classics for Spooky Local News. Timeless hits right here at WRJN. Now, if you answer yes to any of these questions, you'll probably want to hire someone to do your taxes. Is your household income more than $200,000 a year? Are you self-employed or a business owner? Did you make a lot of investments last year? Did you have a major life event like getting married, having a baby? Did you start worrying, like, how did they get Al Capone? Yes, you should probably get somebody to do your taxes professionally this year. That's how they got Al Capone, by the way. This guy murdered so many people, they got him on tax evasion. That's how they get you. Hey, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, check out today's special at Lee's Deli, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they have been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Now, I was doing the math on here. Listen, I went to college. I can figure this out. $10, you only pay for $20. That's half off. It's today only at WRJN Big Deals. Check it out, WRJN Big Deals. It's at WRJN.com. Just pull the banner down. You'll see it right there. And save money. Feed your belly at the same time. 8:55, local news, Tamla's hits, here come the Box Tops.
When I think about the good love you gave me, I cry like a baby. Living without you is driving me crazy, I cry like a baby. Well, I know now that you're not a plaything, not a toy or a puppet on a string.
For your love, I will. give the moon if it were mine to give. I'd give the stars and the sun for I live. To thrill you with delight, I'd give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite, make you dream of me.
Timeless Hits at WRTN. I'm Don Rose, and I will catch you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock bright and early. Up next, it's Dan Marcus with the Wax Museum, Kurt Vollman at 2, and Chris Morrow.